Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Richard DeKayser is our guest. He's economist for the Parthenon Group. Richard, tell us how we can find you guys online.
Sure. Easy. ThePartheNonGroup.com. We are a management consulting firm. We do strategy consulting for mostly large but some mid-sized corporations, and we do a lot of business with private equity firms who are in the business of buying and selling others. We do a lot of economic research, and all of our, virtually all of our research assignments include economics to some extent.
Right. ThePartheNonGroup.com. Check it out. Richard, talk to us about the economy. The headwinds that we have right now are as determined and as entrenched and as big as I've ever seen in my career. Unemployment,
right.
Housing prices, the sovereign financial issues that we have. All of that is really as serious as I've ever seen it. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is reflected in the meager growth we've gotten out of our economy over the past 6 months in particular. You know, it looked like the European financial crisis was going to recede last year. It didn't. That was simply a short-term fix. And sure enough, we go 1 year forward to the spring of this year, and it crops back up again. That's been a big factor weighing on the global economy, and in particular the European economy, which is our biggest export market and major trading partner.
Right.
So the financial crisis in Europe looms large. We've had a couple of more temporary things. The disaster in Japan has clearly had an impact on our economy.
Mm-hmm.
Auto sales, for example, are less than they should be if we had proper inventories of Japanese nameplates, for example. So, you're right. We've got headwinds. On the other hand, we've got some headwinds are receding. The most important is the excessive indebtedness of the American consumer. With
the world is deleveraging,
prices,
isn't it?
That's absolutely right, and that's a painful process.
That's a headwind in itself, isn't it?
Oh yeah, reducing debt usually means reducing spending. That's what's going on. The good news is debt levels are coming down. Leverage is diminishing. We're in a better place today than we were a year ago, though we're still not in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
But the process is working. So, as I look ahead to, say, the next 6 and 12 months, I see pretty much more of the same. I think growth will pick up a little bit. I think we'll see numbers closer to 3% GDP over the second half.
So you're not worried about a double dip scenario?
No, I don't worry about that. I think growth's been slow, but it's not likely to slow any further beyond this, and in part because some of the factors have been temporary, and among them, the worst headwind, the deleveraging, the excessive debt that's had a big impact in restraining spending, is still bad, but less so than it was, and it continues to get better.
I want to ask you about something I've been thinking about a lot lately and talking a little bit about, and that is the fact that as a rule of thumb, major corporations are doing, they used to do 60% of their business in the U.S., 40% overseas. That rule of thumb, those numbers in that rule of thumb have inverted now. And the rule of thumb is that 60% of their business is overseas, 40% is inside the U.S. Doesn't this put additional pressure and expectation on the small business, Main Street small business sector to create the growth and create the jobs in America?
Well, it does. And if you think about the behavior of large corporations, it's perfectly rational. If you're looking at the United States, which has, been posting, say, 2% GDP growth or slightly better, and if you're looking at Asia, which is showing 5, 6, 10% GDP growth, well, where's your expansion opportunities?
Right.
It's very clear. So you're right. And that does put the pressure back on smaller businesses, as it has always been. Small and medium-sized businesses have provided the bulk of job growth over long term.
But yet, where's the focus on that? I mean, where's the help? The small businesses are basically, to me, Washington treats small business like a stepchild.
I think there's truth in that. And this gets back to what we were talking about earlier, getting into the debt problem that we are today. Politicians are most responsive to powerful interest groups. The
yep.
small business associations are not as powerful as industry trade associations
yep.
that are supported by very large institutions. And as a result, the playing field has become tilted. Now, again, not trying to be overly optimistic, but the kind of legislation that they're talking about, which would close loopholes, lower tax rates, would, in my opinion, shift things back in the direction of, back in favor of small businesses in a big way.
I hope you're right, Richard, but thanks for all the reports you've given us today. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
Richard DeKayser, ladies and gentlemen, economist for the Parthenon Group. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.